This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, everyone. But I am not Colin, as the voice might just be a bit of a giveaway. It's Michelle here, and Stephen is with me. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Michelle.
Yeah, we enjoyed that little interview with Colin, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I dare say he's not even thinking about this program at the moment. He's watching bikes go round and round and round and round, yes? We are joined by Stephen Luby now, who's going to talk to us about Open Channel and an amazing project that you have called Short and Sharp. Stephen, welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Stephen. Yeah. Nice to be here.
So tell us, what is that? What does it mean?
Well, Short and Sharp is a pitching competition, and it's open to all comers to test their ability to pitch or propose to the public an idea for a film or television program or a digital media product.
Could it be a play as well, or drama of some sort?
No, it's really for film, TV and digital media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been involved with this project for a long time, have you?
Well, look, I'm the convener for this year. But I have been involved in other capacities in previous years. In previous years, I've actually sat on the judging panel for the Short and Sharp pitching competition. But this year, because I'm convening, I'm not allowed to be on the judging panel because there'd be a conflict of interest. So I'm organising it. But there will be a panel of judges who will make the decision on the night as to what the best presented pitch is. And there's a prize for that as well.
So how often is the competition run?
It's just run once a year.
Yeah.
And it's run at about this time every year by Open Channel. Publicity for it is relayed through the Open Channel website and other marketing systems that they have. And it basically calls on anybody. Could be you, Michelle. Could be you,
Stephen.
You won't get
me in front of a camera, I'll tell you right now.
To come along to... it won't be in front of a camera, first of all.
Okay.
But it is in front of a live audience. It will be at the George Revival Cinema on Thursday, the 31st of October. And the finalists, and keep in mind that there are many submissions, but a short list of finalists, the finalists will have the chance to pitch their idea for 5 minutes to a live audience and a panel of judges.
So how many would apply initially? So is there an applying process and then they get shortlisted to then present? Is that what happens?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. I think this year there's been about 30 applications, but it'll have to be whittled down to 6 as a shortlist.
How do you do that?
Well, that's a very mysterious process, Michelle, which is part of my task as the convener. Myself and some others at Open Channel will make this decision. And I guess I put that in the context that a lot of us have had quite a lot of experience pitching, financing and making television programs and films. So we hope that we have a bit of a radar for the sorts of material which might kind of pass muster in that regard. But it is a subjective judgment, I have to say, but hopefully there's some basis to it.
Now, I do understand, Steve, that obviously the applications are closed for this year, but for people for future, if it's run the same time, how do people get involved and where is this actually published and how do people know about it?
Well, look, the first thing to do would be to keep an eye on the Open Channel website, which is openchannel.org.au, which not only kind of makes information like this available, but gives a complete coverage of all the activities that Open Channel does. So if people just keep an eye on that during the year, the information will be relayed quite clearly.
Could I just, on that, what is Open Channel specifically? A bit more information about that?
Yeah, look, Open Channel is an education and training institute for film and television. Mm-hmm. Partly funded by Film Victoria and some other community organisations, and its task is to target the emerging sector, that is, people who want to make a move into film, television and increasingly digital media production, and to develop their skills in that regard. So it offers training across all aspects of production, including things like pitching, which we're doing this competition for. But you can learn to edit, you can learn to be a production manager, you can learn to be an assistant director, you can even, God forbid, learn to be a producer by various courses at Open Channel. So it really does
target. You want to lose your hair.
Absolutely. And you can see one either loses it or it goes very grey. Don't tell the listeners.
Thank God it's in rain.
I was going to say, Steve's actually only about 20.
Yeah. So when was the very first event?
Do you know what? I don't know.
I should have researched, shouldn't I?
And look, I should have researched too. look, I know it's been running for, some years. I've been on the panel the previous couple of years. And it it has become a bit of a fixture in the Open Channel calendar simply because the winners of it in past years have actually kind of made a big step up in their career as a result.
Yeah, there was there's a gentleman, and I can't pronounce his name.
Jehan Ratnatunga?
Jehan Ratnatunga. And he won a couple of years ago, and the script that he presented has gone on to be further developed and funded. And then a year earlier than that, a young comedian called Asher Trelevin won the pitching competition, and he's gone on to do a pilot for a TV series. So it is actually a step up for people, and it does give people the opportunity to mix in real circles where they can get a real program made.
Do you have agents and that kind of thing that come along?
And look, what I would suggest, a lot of people do come along. It's usually a full house, so it'll be a full cinema, so it'll have a real vibe of a live program. Look, agents come along, all sorts of industry people come along from the various funding agencies, etc. Television network execs come along. But I'd encourage anybody of your listeners who's interested in maybe applying for it next time to come along as well, just to get a feel for it. Sounds a bit daunting, but actually it's really great fun for the participants.
And it sounds like it's probably quite cutting edge as well, and everything's original that they're seeing.
Having been on the panel in the past and now being the convener and looking at the applications that have come in, it's just amazing how many good ideas are out there. And so when we whittle down to the short list, participants will find that the range and originality of material there is quite remarkable. And there's stuff there that I've been a producer for 25 years. There's ideas there that I've just never thought of, never come across before.
Do you get people from all age groups, all demographics?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, you know, looking at panels that I've sat on in the past, people from their 60s down to their 20s have applied and got into the final and presented. So
would it be for the older demographic? The older people that are putting submissions in, is it harder for them to be accepted in this environment because that you've got these younger and, you know, vibrant, energetic kids coming through? Is it a bit harder?
Well, look, I don't think so. Look, for this reason, because film and television by its nature is a really collaborative environment. Mm. But it's particularly collaborative at the startup stage where people are all, you know, making their first moves into the business. So I think anybody who enrolls for this and is lucky enough to get selected will find the group pretty welcoming. And so really, no, it's good for all ages and everybody's welcome.
And I guess there is a lot to be said for life experience. It certainly brings a lot to the table.
Absolutely, absolutely. In many ways, program making is about storytelling, and life experience gives one a lot of basis for good storytelling.
True. On storytelling, we're going to come back and talk with Stephen a little bit more about Open Channel and the Short and Sharp Pitching Competition. Good evening, you're on Aesthetica with Michelle, Stephen, and Stephen, our guest. We're talking about Open Channel's Short and Sharp Pitching Competition. There's one question, Stephen, I thought I might ask you. If there is one entry that you've seen over your years that's really stood out, that's either moved you or that was really unique, or a couple even for that matter.
Do you know what? It's actually really hard to isolate one because, as I was saying before, so much of the material that comes in is really original. So a lot of it kind of stands out. So in terms of content, it's really hard to pick something that's great. But It's really the way that it's presented in the pitch can make something stand out. Mm. So a less original idea can be made wonderful by a really good pitch, and a great idea can be sold short by a not-so-good pitch. So it's kind of a bit of a hard one to answer. But that being said, there are a couple that I've come across, and I won't make any comment about this year's yet because we're yet to get there. But there's a couple that have been in the finals in the last couple of years, which have been remarkable, and a couple of those haven't won, but have still been remarkably attractive projects.
So what happens, so if they don't win, are there still other avenues for people to pursue?
Well, as we discussed a little earlier, a lot of industry people, representatives from all aspects of the industry, do come to the pitching competition, and I have seen it happen that people who don't win still make contact with other people in the industry, like other producers might be there who might be interested in evolving a project with the person concerned. Mm. So there's all sorts of networking opportunities that come out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to know a little bit more about you, Steve. You're a seasoned campaigner. You've obviously been around the industry for a while. So tell us who you are and what your background is.
Well, some would say seasoned campaigner. Others might say industry hack.
We'll go with the former.
My enemies call me an industry hack, but no enemies in the business, by the way.
It's
so collaborative. Look, I have been a producer for 25-odd years. And I began in my early days as a researcher for a documentary company. And I worked doing that for quite a number of years. And there was a particular stage in the life of that company where a couple of senior people left quite quickly. And I was kind of left holding the baby of about four different projects. Now, I'd never produced anything in my life, but I had just observed these other producers working. And my boss said to me, look, it's going to be too hard to get somebody in quickly to complete these projects. Do you reckon you could take them over? So he threw me in the deep end.
Did you have a choice?
I could have resigned. Yeah. But no, look, I took it on board and I basically learned on the job making documentaries. Mm. And in those early days, documentaries are sometimes at the lower budget end of the industry, so you don't have a lot of resources and you kind of have to do everything yourself. So I had to teach myself to edit. I had to teach myself to write. I had to teach myself to, in a rudimentary way, at least direct. So I built up my skills just hands-on over many, many years. And then subsequent to that, I moved out of the documentary sphere into entertainment television. So I produced a lot of sketch comedy with a company called Artist Services back in the 90s. And we did a lot of shows that people might recall, like Full Frontal and Fast Forward and Big Girl's Blouse and shows with Jim Owen. And so I produced a lot of sketch comedy over those years. And that's where I really cut my teeth. Producing major level stuff.
Mm. And was that your favourite, the comedy?
Well, look, I got a real love for comedy during those years. I produced sketch comedy for 6 or 7 years, and then I moved out of that, and I worked for a company at the time. But I moved out of working for a company and set up a business on my own or with a business partner. But we continued to produce comedy for some years. So I produced a couple of feature films. I produced a film called Crackerjack with Mick Malloy some years back.
One of my favourites.
Well, one of my favourites too. And not just because of the film, but because of the experience working with Mick and his brother, who was a co-writer. Yeah. And we had a wonderful team of people working on that project. Mm. So for many years I did comedy. But over recent years I've done more drama. I did a drama series at the ABC for 3 years called Bed of Roses recently, and right now I'm developing a mini series of a novel called The Secret River, which is written by an Australian author, Kate Grenville, and we're doing a mini series for the ABC.
And when's that actually due to go to air?
Well, the real question is when are we due to shoot it, which we haven't quite got to yet. We're in what we call development, and I think we'll be shooting mid-next year, and it will go to air sometime 2015, probably early to mid-2015.
Fantastic.
Okay. We're just going to go to another break shortly, and we'll continue talking with Stephen Luby on Joy 94.9 on Aesthetica.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Stephen and Michelle, and we're standing in for the lovely Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica. We're joined tonight by Stephen Luby, producer and also convener for Open Channels. I've just gone blank.
The Open Channels, the short and...
Short and sharp.
Short and sharp pitch.
Pitching competition, yeah.
Yes. Has there been... These are big questions, I know, but has there been a highlight in your recent times with the development? You're doing a new project, working on a new project, but has there been a highlight, something that you're working on at the moment?
Well, look, I would have to say that this current project is a bit of a highlight. And when I say current, I use the term loosely because we're going into production next year. But I and some colleagues have been working developing this project based on this award-winning novel by Kate Grenville for about 6 or 7 years.
Gosh.
And for people who aren't in the industry, it's sometimes hard to explain, but the life cycle of any project that, you know, might be on air this week, there's probably a 5 or 6 year history behind it of what we call development. And that's
What is it that holds things up?
Well, it's not so much that things are held up, but that the process of evolving a script, for instance, which is one of the key aspects of development, it can be just quite exhaustive. It can take a year or two to get a good draft or a couple of drafts of a script, and then that has to be assessed by the funding bodies or the television network concerned, and that assessment process takes a while, and then you go and do another draft, which takes another range of time, and then you might be searching for cast, and sometimes cast aren't available for a year or two, and this all adds up, and all of a sudden 5 years has elapsed.
Yeah,
so
the stars have got to align, everything.
So The Secret River I began work on in 2007.
Wow.
And we've written many, many drafts of the script. When I say we, I haven't written the drafts. They've been written by an esteemed writer and colleague of mine, Jan Sardi, who's a very well-credentialed feature script writer. And he's now teamed up with a colleague, Matt Gudgeon, to write the miniseries scripts, which we're doing at the moment. So they have written many, many drafts over many years, and I've been a collaborator with them in that process, and it just does take time.
Gosh, we've got no idea. I think we see something on telly or at the movies and just think it's relatively quick, and I suppose funding comes into it a lot.
And then there's the funding process.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine a film or TV project is a straight line timeline. Mm. And just imagine the zero point and the end point. Just imagine that timeline. And then just imagine a tiny little blip in the middle of that timeline. And that tiny little blip is when it's filmed. So that's when all the actors are there. That's when the directors are there. And that's what everybody thinks it is. But in fact, for myself as a producer, I see the whole timeline and not just a little blip.
Mm. Mm. And as we know, the actual filming process can take time in itself, and then there's the editing, obviously, and so forth, and getting it to air. So it's... Is there a period where you sort of start pulling your hair out during that whole process? Or is it all the way through?
It's right about now.
Yeah.
But look, it is all the way through. But interestingly, I think the most difficult time is what we call pre-production, and that's the time when all the crew just come on board, and it's usually about 8 weeks out from the start of the shoot, and that's when everything really has to be organised, and that is 24/7, and everybody in the industry hates pre-production. They love it when you get to the shoot because that's not quite as stressful.
Yeah. And is that when things, if they are going to go wrong, generally go wrong?
Things go wrong all day, every day. So, but yeah, look, in pre-production, you've got to iron out all the kinks so that they don't go wrong on the shoot. Because if they go wrong on the shoot, you can be in big financial trouble and big practical trouble.
Mm. If you don't mind, just again, it's about you, but also just going back to the short and sharp pitching. What do you like about this project in particular?
About The Secret River, you mean?
Short and Sharp. Yeah.
Well, the thing I love about it is the enthusiasm and the originality of ideas presented by people who've never done it before.
Mm.
And, you know, look, as we said, I'm either an industry hack or a seasoned veteran, one or the other, but I've been around for a long time. But every one of these projects that's come in is just leaps off the page. And so it's that enthusiasm and the fact that you just can't keep good ideas down.
No. Mm. And do you get kids from high school? Would they be presenting?
Haven't seen any. It would be open to anybody, but I haven't seen any. And the kids most likely to pitch are probably Year 12 students interested in media and film, but they're probably doing their VCE film project right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's less likely that they would apply. But it would be open if people wanted to.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're very aware of is Australia is alive with some amazing talent.
Absolutely. And I just see it, you know, all day, every day. And the talent is not just the on-screen talent, but it's the behind-the-scenes talent of writing, of producing, the administration of film and TV projects, which is something that the general public doesn't see. But there's a lot of brilliantly skilled people in that sphere. It's just exciting to be part of the business.
Is that... would there be mentors that would work with them as well? Or
Yes. Now, the Short and Sharp program does have as part of its prize... a mentorship with a senior producer to enable the person concerned to kind of take their project to the next level. And in fact, in this particular case for this year, and this is an innovation this year, the winner of the Short and Sharp pitching competition is going to be put together with a winner from another strand of Open Channel activity, which is called Short and Sharp Pro, which is a pitching competition not just for ideas, as individual ideas, but for producers. Mm-hmm. And the winning producer is going to be put together with the winning idea, and they are then going to have the opportunity to pitch their ideas to the Screen Producers Association annual conference pitching competition, which is a huge function, which will take place in November with thousands of people there. And it's a really big industry forum. And those people will be mentored by a senior producer to get to that function.
I suppose that's what's that next level, isn't it? It's about they've developed their idea, they've pitched it, but sometimes they don't know how to get it to that next level.
And this will provide an entree to a forum where all of the producers and executives from TV networks and film funding bodies will be there on the day to listen to their pitch.
That's
amazing. Yeah. Where can we actually attend this function?
The Short and Sharp Pitching Competition takes place on Thursday, October 31st at the George Cinema in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. Starts at 6:30, be there at 6. It'll go for about an hour. There's six pitches, then there's the judging, and then there's a function afterwards.
Now, I do understand that it's actually free of charge.
Free of charge. Anybody welcome. And I could guarantee people that it would be a really entertaining evening.
What are they going to get? I know you can't give details of who's on, what's on, but what are they going to get? They're going to walk in there, they're going to get what?
Well, they're going to get five or six presentations of a range of original ideas presented in an entertaining, often comic way. So there's a big comic element to it. But they'll certainly be fascinated and hopefully blown away by the range of ideas that have just, in a sense, come in off the street and are presented in a really professional way.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, I guess it'll open people's eyes as to what happens when you're actually pitching a show to... whether it be a TV station or a production house or what they get.
That's right. And in a way, you know, there's the prize, etc. But for those who don't win, even the process of going through this exercise is training for kind of what I have to do on a pretty regular basis, which is present my ideas in a convincing way to somebody who might back them.
Yeah. And would if somebody wants to be a producer or a director, is that also a vehicle for them as well?
Don't do it.
Go on, do it. Is that a vehicle for them as well?
Yes. Well, as I said, the other strand that Open Channel is running is Short and Sharp Pro, which is short for producer. So it's actually a training exercise for producers. And earlier in the year, Open Channel actually did run an introductory course for aspiring producers. So anybody interested in that could, again, keep in touch with the Open Channel website, and there's training in that particular sphere as well.
Yeah. If they're not wanting to... I know by its definition you're wanting to pitch something, but if somebody didn't want... Does Open Channel provide other vehicles for people that might not want to pitch something but want to develop before pitching?
There's all sorts of training modules and courses that you can do which will enable you to do that. There is training in things like editing and assistant directing, but there's also training in script development, project development, script writing. I'd just encourage people to look at the website because there's a huge array of potential courses there.
Okay, we are going to have to wrap up shortly. So what is the website? But we'll also put that on the Aesthetica website as well. So, but what's the website, Stephen?
It's openchannel, all one word, .org.au.
Great. So we'll put that on for those of you that are... I'm sure we've got a lot of people revved up and excited, actually, knowing that so many... There's avenues out there that they probably didn't realise.
Look, the avenues are real, and Open Channel does provide all these sorts of opportunities, and it means that producers like myself are given a forum where we can meet up-and-comers in the industry and vice versa. So lots of opportunities, yep.
Yeah, that's great.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Stephen and Michelle, and yes. This is Aesthetica. We'd like to thank Stephen Luby for joining us in the studio this evening. If you can get along to the George Street Theatre this coming Thursday, Thursday 31st of October.
Thursday week. Yeah.
Halloween.
Dress in black, maybe. I don't know. So it's the George Revival Cinema, 135 Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, and it's free. So I think that theatre should be full.
It'll be pumping.
It will be jumping. So thank you again to Stephen. And I would like to thank a special man across our desk this evening, Mark, that has panelled for us for the first time tonight and has done an exceptional job, fantastic job. Want to thank Corey on the front desk. Hey, Corey, answering phones, seeing all the guests, keeping everyone in line out the front there. And, of course, a big hello to Colin, who is probably busy watching bikes boringly ride around a racetrack down somewhere in Phillip Island, I think. I don't know if he'll ask us to come back again, Stephen. Do you think he'll come back and
Not sure. I don't think he'll give up the seat in a hurry.
No.
But we do assure you Colin will be back next week.
We have we've had a hoot tonight. Thank you very much for everyone for listening. We have filled Colin's shoes maybe just in a little small way, Stephen, I think. Colin will be back on deck next week with a jam-packed, exciting show. And you've been listening to Aesthetica on Joy 94.9, the gayest station in the nation.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.